You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Now, imagine this. You've been charged with a crime that you didn't commit, but you were arrested and put in jail anyway. You don't have any money for bail or even a lawyer, but you know your rights to have an attorney free of charge. Well, in Louisiana, getting to see a lawyer quickly when you're in jail isn't so simple. And so you wait in jail for weeks, sometimes even months, before you see a lawyer who may not be able to help you. Henry Fontenot, head of the Public Defender's Office in Calcasieu Parish, explains what happens all too often.
A lot of these people will sit in jail for months on end, and when they come to court, they will plead anything to get out. A lot of these people are not guilty, and they're still pleading. That's not fair.
33 of Louisiana's 42 public defender offices are turning away clients due to a lack of resources. And so those charged with crimes sit in jail, adding to Louisiana's high incarceration rate. And so judges then appoint lawyers who may not have the expertise in dealing with criminal cases.
Public defenders are the only criminal justice institution required by the U.S. Constitution. You have a right to a defense. That's what the framers intended. We can't get to everybody in the time that we should.
Currently, Louisiana is one of two states in the nation where the public defender's offices are funded by traffic fines. Attorneys are hopeful that upcoming legislative efforts to reduce Louisiana's high incarceration rate will place public defender's offices on a more level playing field, fund-wise.
We should have parity like the DA. If the DA gets a dollar, we get a dollar. The legislature is charged with funding us. We get funded on traffic tickets.
The Louisiana Justice Reinvestment Task Force has been charged with making criminal justice reform recommendations aimed at reducing the incarceration rate, but funding for public defenders has not been considered. The task force will make recommendations to the state legislature in the next few weeks. Louisiana Public Radio WRKF contributed to this story. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.